All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia, Saturday, April 20th. We're going to be there from noon to 3, but the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR28.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the Second Date Update on the 10 with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Grant.
Yeah.
What can we do you for, sir?
So, I met this girl. It's kind of strange how I met her, so let me just start with that. I met this girl at my therapist's office. She was sitting in the lobby. I saw her, and you know how hot a girl's got to be for you to pick her up at a therapist's office? You know what I'm saying?
I can't believe what you just said. You were at the therapist's office and like the waiting area?
Yeah.
And you hit on a girl there?
Yo, it wasn't my intention, but like, she looked, yeah, I did. Yeah.
Hey, she's working on herself. What's wrong with that?
Right.
Work. And so we go out. I got a number. We go out. And the date was smooth. Like, I didn't get no vibe that she wasn't into it. We had already planned on going on another date. And then she became Ghostface Killer. Never returned my calls. No response. No nothing.
Yeah.
And so I just kind of wanted y'all to reach out and find out from her what the deal was.
Okay, but what do you think the deal was? I'm going to play therapist now. What, if you had to think that you did something on your end, look in the mirror and say, Grant, this is where you messed up. What was it?
I can't even give you an answer for that because the date was that perfect. Like, we sat in the therapist's office. We talked. Like, I don't know what... Unless she had things for me that I don't know about, because the vibe I got that was that she was so into me.
Man, I am praying to the Lord above that this girl answers the phone. Grant, please hold on. We're going to try and call her next, okay?
All right,
we just spoke to Grant, and he wins. He wins whether he gets another date or not. He picked up a girl while he was in the waiting room of his therapist's office. That's what.
Yep, he did that.
So she was waiting for a therapist. He was waiting for a therapist. They started talking. They went on a date. That's, you know what? Don't ever say there's nowhere to find someone. That's all I got to say. But are you sure you didn't do anything that might have turned her off, Grant, before we try and call her?
Oh, no, I didn't do anything wrong. It was a perfect gentleman.
Okay, we'll try and give her a call right now, so stay quiet.
Hello?
Hi, is this Lucinda?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, Lucinda, please, before, just, please don't hang up the phone. That's all I'm asking you. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. And
I'm sorry. I'm walking into work right now.
No, really quick. Okay, well, look, before you go into work, 30 seconds, I can explain really quick why we're calling you. It's a good reason. Please. Please.
Okay.
Okay. We got your phone number from a gentleman who would like to take you out on a date. I'm going to tell you his name, but first let me tell you why we're calling. The reason we're calling is because if you say yes to a date with this gentleman, who I will tell you his name, we'll pay for whatever date you pick. You can pick the place, the date, the time, whenever you're free. We'll reserve and pay for everything. Drink as much as you can. Eat as much as you can. We'll pay for everything just to see if you and this guy hit it off. Okay. Do you want to know his name?
I'm not sure, but okay.
Okay, so his name is Grant. Apparently you guys went out.
No.
No?
I don't. Look, I got to go into work. I don't.
Please, just quick, if you don't want to do it, I think you should do it. He sounded nice when we talked to him. But if you don't want to do it, can you at least tell us why? Because he seems very confused. He thinks you guys had a really good time together.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of met in this weird way at our therapist's office. We see the same one. And basically, after I told my therapist that I met someone and I kind of explained to her how we met and who it was, she told me never to see him again, that he was a piece of shit.
Oh, wow. Your therapist told you that he's a piece of shit?
Yeah, she straight up told me, don't even think about it. And she went,
what?
And she just, like, basically spilled everything and was like, you'd be saying she's out with that guy again. Don't even think about it.
Isn't that like some kind of like a break in, yeah, like a break in trust or something?
And your therapist,
I mean, it was like, it's girl talk, right?
No.
And your therapist is his therapist.
Yeah, I mean, it was a little bit weird, but I kind of took it as, like, girl talk. Like, she was like, that guy takes girls to swingers club.
What?
Yeah, and he tries to convince me to, like, other guys.
No!
Older guys.
Okay,
like,
wait.
This whole thing.
Oh, my God.
You might want to stop, because I believe, unless he hung up, that Grant is on the phone, and he's listening to what you're saying.
Up. No.
Grant?
Yo, what the f*** did I just listen to?
She said that your therapist
has a big mouth.
Yeah, told her not to date you.
Yo, first of all, what happened to the patient confidentiality clause? Like, why are you talking to somebody else about my s***? And second, I'm not taking girls to swingers clubs so they can f*** other dudes. I just want to see how open they are to a lot of dicks. And then I know I can't mess with her no more.
Okay, then. Right, there it is. Right.
Look, one of the reasons I started seeing a therapist in the first place was because I'm really shit at kicking guys. So when I told her that I was dating you, she's like, remember, Lucinda, this is the reason that you're f***ing here. Just because he's cute and he has a big d*** doesn't mean you should go out with him.
She's trying to have you stay her patient. She don't want you to find a dude like me that got everything you might need. You saw that first date. We seem perfect for each other. If you rock with me, you don't need her no more. You don't pay her no more. So she's going to tell you shit like that just to separate that, to stop that, and to nip that in the bud.
What about that spree she told me you were on?
What spree? Yo, it was about 4 or 5 bitches. It wasn't act like it was a gaggle. It wasn't like 10.
Oh, my God.
It was just a few. It wasn't even a lot. I didn't even get to the fifth one because I was tired.
I freaking can't. Yeah.
Great defense, Grant. Anyway, Lucinda, you sure you don't want to reconsider this and see Grant? Maybe you should talk to your therapist and tell her that Grant really wants to see you again.
Yeah, she'll enjoy that one.
Tomorrow on the Second Date Update on the 10th.
Especially in this day and time, getting stuff for free, saving a little money, it's a smart thing to do. Just be careful how you get stuff for free, because that could be why you're on the Second Date Update on the 10th. Check out a brand new one tomorrow morning, 7:10, right here with the Get Up Crew.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
All right, check it out. It's Ramiro and Melissa, and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis's Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia. Saturday, April 20th, we're going to be there from noon to 3, but the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9, we can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis's Smoked Out 420 Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR2. 8-1-3-3-2.